So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So let's talk to you about marketing. So what we're going to talk to you in this session about is extending your reach. And so there is a problem that I see happening for too many people, and it's this: they come to us and we speak on a strategy session, and if you've not booked your strategy session, by the way, click the link below and you can book yours, but we ask about their current marketing and we ask how big their audience currently is, and this is the problem. So let's just imagine for a second that you've got like 10 friends, okay, and let's say that you've got this amazing product. How many people, if you've got 10 friends, do you think you're actually going to sell that product to? Like two of them, three of them, like 11 of them? Well, you're not going to sell 11 to 11 of them because you've only got 10. And that's the problem therein. That's what we're talking about. This is the problem of having a small reach. And so if we took another person and they had, say, 1,000 friends, let's say they're Facebook friends, how many of those people could you sell to? Well, maximum, again, you could sell to 1,000 people. That's not bad. That's a good start. If you have 1,000 people who love everything that you do, you'll never be poor. Because if they, you know, sell them something at £10 a month, 1,000 people is 10 grand a month, you'll never be poor. Or what if you had an opportunity to get your message out in front of 10,000 people or 100,000 people? What's going to happen to your sales and your income if you've got 100,000 people that actually know you even exist? Forget about them just liking you, but you've got to get them to know that you actually exist. That's where the KLT comes in. The KLT is the, you've got to get people to know you, you've got to get people to like you, and you've got to get people to trust you. But before they can like you, before they can trust you, they've got to know you actually exist. And this is the problem again with reach. So we, you know, you might get a client and we go, how many friends you got? How popular are you or not? And they go, well, I've got 300 Facebook friends. And we're like, we could run a marketing campaign. It could be the best marketing campaign that's ever existed. But if you've only got 300 people within your reach on Facebook, you ain't going to make that many sales, right? And so then we have to find a way of extending it. And there's a couple of ways of extending your reach. One of the ways is obviously to run Facebook ads. And, you know, we make enough videos about this stuff. We see this time and time again. People have a new product, they create a brand new website, and then they just run Facebook ads, and the Facebook ads get run directly to the homepage, not a specific landing page. There's no call to action. There's no next step. You should always be selling the next obvious step. And if you can hear snoring, by the way, that's my dog. She snores really loud. We're in the lounge today, so she's fast asleep, which sounds like a great idea. So you've got to find a way of getting your reach out to as many people as possible for the lowest price as possible. And when you first start, we just had an example with this for a client. Their Google pay-per-click campaign was costing like 89 pence per click, which is fine, but we knew we could get that price down. And if they got a budget of £10 a day, let's just use more simpler maths. Let's say it was £1 per click and they got a £10 per day budget. You're only going to get 10 people clicking that. You're only going to get 10 people on a website per day through paid ads. But it does extend the reach. It extends it by 10 people per day or 300 people per month. Brilliant. Now, if you've only got 300 people on Facebook, but you've got 300 people per month clicking it, then suddenly you've got an extended reach. You've doubled it. But we could do something with that pound per click, and we can get that value down to, say, let's say 50 pence a click. Awesome. Now, if you've got a £10 a day budget, now suddenly you're getting 20 people per day hitting your website and looking at your specific offer. And that turns into 600 people. You've now doubled your the number of people. Actually, no, you've tripled the number of people hitting your website because you had 300 people on Facebook. Now you've got 600 people hitting your website through Google pay-per-click. And this is how you should be extending it. So we've done a little bit of work on this Google pay-per-click. We kept the budget at £10 a day, but we got it down to about 33 pence. So now 33 pence, that works out about 900 people every single month. This is on Google pay-per-click. So it's people who are searching for something on Google. Your advert pops up, which says, hey, we do that. Come and take a look at our website. people land on a website. And then, ideally, once they're on a website, you want to send them to the next easiest step. What is the next easiest step? Now, usually, it's not buy my stuff. And that's the mistake that most people made. I saw one with, I was going through a separation at the time, and I was looking for a divorce solicitor. We weren't divorced, but it was separation and kids involved and so on. So I was looking on Google, and I saw a solicitor, so I clicked it, and it took me to a landing page that no longer existed. And I'm like, I wonder how many people are hitting this landing page that no longer exists. Probably quite a few. And then I looked at another solicitor, and they sent me to their homepage, and it just says call. Like, how many people do you think just call when get taken to a landing page? Like, nobody, right? Very few. As a percentage, like 1%. But there's something better that you can do on that, and that something better is like a lead magnet of some kind. So, for example, when we take a client on, our first question to ask them is, who's your target audience? Obviously. Like I say obviously, but it's not that obvious for some folk. Who's your target audience, and what problem is it that they're wanting to solve? So, for example, we've just taken on another client, and we're running Facebook ads on this one within particular postcode areas. And the targeting is very specific. I'm not going to go into the targeting, but let's just say it was highly specific. Certain age groups, specific gender, who had a specific interest in a specific location. Okay, a really difficult targeting audience to get access to. And they had a document, which was a free download. And I'm not going to say what the document is either. How's that for vague? But it was a document that very much spoke to the problem that that person was having, whatever that problem happened to have been, which I'm not going to give away. But from that, we've been running the campaign since middle of January. Very, very specific. And we've had six people now download that document. Six people doesn't sound like a lot, but at the back end, there is like, you know, £50,000 profit on each off each client they actually take on board. And out of those six, we'll probably close one or two, by the way, which is pretty good going. So you've got to get the person to a specific landing page, and they've got to download something, or they've got to sign up for something. Depends on what problem it is that you're trying to solve. So, for example, with another client, we had, I think it was like a juice cleanse, and it was like a 14-day juice or body cleanse. I think it was a body cleanse, and it was free of charge. And what happens is we send them to a landing page. They then sign up for a juice cleanse. They go through this cleanse or a body cleanse, and then out the other side, they've got an opportunity to either buy some coaching or buy some product or whatever that happens to be. And so we're literally selling from an advert. We're selling the next step, which is one, to read the advert. Then we're selling them to a landing page, sending them to a landing page. And then they have to opt in, and then they do the cleanse, and then they upsell. Like, that's a 5 or 6 step process before you even consider selling anything. And now compare that with what other people do, which is, hey, buy my stuff, everybody. It's not going to work. It's just not going to happen. So it's very difficult to actually make any sales. And then people go, oh, Facebook ads, nah, it doesn't work. I've done that. Yeah, well, you did it wrong. or Google, pay-per-click, oh, we did that. We spent thousands of pounds. Yeah, you did it wrong, mate. We did Google pay-per-click ads for a furniture packages company that I used to own, like, in a different lifetime 12 years ago. It was doing like £500,000 a year turnover, and we were running a lot of Google pay-per-click adverts. And actually, I didn't really know what I was doing back 12 years ago with Google pay-per-click, not compared with today, but we were still getting some pretty good results off that. And the reason we were still getting some pretty good results off that is because we sent them to a landing page. And so, which was like a free design service. And it was like an online design service, because we're not going to London when we lived in Leeds just to design someone's, you know, buy-to-let apartment. But it was like a strategy call, and it worked really, really well. But you can't get to any of that. You can't get to these five individual steps until you sort out your reach. So if you're thinking about running Facebook ads, that's great. And you've got to do that, okay, to get your reach beyond the people who actually know who you are. You've got to run some advertising. It's like, you just got to do it. It's like, I know it's expensive. There are ways of reducing the cost. Like, we got it down from a pound a click down to 33 pence a click. So we're getting three times as many click-throughs to the website. And look, marketing at its absolute basic, bare minimum, is this concept of getting more eyeballs onto your offer. That's it. If you had 100 people today look at an offer you've got and then compare that with 10,000 people today looking at that offer, out of those, which one do you think you're going to sell the most of? Right? Obviously, it's the one where you've got more people looking at your offers. Basically, that is what marketing is. It costs money. And there's two aspects of doing this. The first one is to run organic marketing. And by the way, we always suggest that you run organic marketing first. And by the way, can you just put any comments in the comment box? I'm going to grab a quick drink in a second, but you can put comments in a comment box. But the first one is organic. Organic marketing is where you post things onto Facebook and Twitter and you go live. Like this is right now, this video is a perfect example of organic marketing. I'll give you the second one in a second. If you know what the answer is to the second one, stick it in the comments box. This is the interactive section while I have a quick drink. So the second type then is after organic is paid for. And again, I see people make this mistake as well. They go straight for paid for advertising. And it's like, well, what works? Well, I don't know. We'll find out when we run ads. Well, why don't you find out before you run ads and before you spend a lot of money, why don't you run some organic marketing first and then you can determine what's actually going to work for you and what doesn't. And you can make the tweaks that you need to make and it's not going to cost you any money rather than this one's costing you £10 a day or £50 a day or £100 a day. And so also, by the way, I should add here, there's a sweet spot. So like we've got a property sourcing product. So we sell a £27 training course on how to be a property sourcer. It's something I've done for the last 22 years. I've always bought properties below market value, apart from one. And we bought and sold a lot of properties, right? So we got a £27 product, and we do run some Google pay-per-click on that. But what happens is you can, it's like a U, it's called a Laffer curve, where you can spend money and on sending traffic to the web page, but then when you spend too much money, it turns out not to be profitable anymore because there's only so many people per day looking at that type of training. Okay, so it might be 50. So if we're running adverts for 100 every single day, it's just the same people clicking on it again. So our efficiency doesn't improve, it actually gets worse. It begins to improve and then it gets worse. And it's kind of a complicated scenario to get your head around, but it's like a Laffer curve if you know what that is. So you want to be running organic marketing first. Like there are gaps right now in your marketing. And I've just come off an hour and a half meeting with one of our content coordinators, Graham. We were talking about plugging gaps for organic marketing and how to plug them and what you should do to plug them. And it's really simple. It's like videos, images, video, live video, copy, competitions, questions, funny memes, all that stuff, right? It all makes a big impact on you being seen as often as possible. And remember what we said right at the start, the whole premise on marketing is to be seen first and foremost. That's the basic, you know, fundamental strategy in marketing. The next bit after that is to be useful in some way, like, you know, like Coca-Cola. Let's take Coca-Cola. How is Coca-Cola useful? Well, it quenches first and have the image of the bottle with the water dripping down the bottle because it's, you know, it's nice and cool and it quenches first. And that's kind of the image that they're putting over. But everybody knows about Coca-Cola. Heck, there's a Coca-Cola can at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Everybody knows it. So this stuff is everywhere. But if you didn't know that cola existed, would you make a choice for that over a different type of Coke? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. And so marketing, its basic premise is just getting in front of as many people as you can. That's why we go live as often as we do, is because we're pulling in new audiences that maybe never see us. But also we're speaking to audiences that have actually seen us time and time again. But the problem is that once this live video has gone out, what happens then? Like right now, we're speaking to people all around the world on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and so on. Okay. What do you then do? Well, then we take this product and then we turn it into a, not a product, we take this live video, we turn it into an iTunes. So then it goes out on Apple iTunes and it goes out onto Stitcher and all those other places where you can download podcasts. And then we embed it onto our website from YouTube and then we send that out onto social media again, giving other people an opportunity to see who we are, see what we do. It's all about getting people to know you. That's absolutely the first bit. Now, you do this once, you're not going to get tremendous results. It's like going to the gym once. Like, how do you get fit? You go to the gym every day, you have one day off a week, you run, you lift weights, and you eat better, and you lose weight, and you get more muscular, and your body improves. It's fairly obvious, right? But imagine just going to the gym one weekend and going, oh, I've done my workout. Or trying to fit in all of the workouts in one weekend, and you're working out all weekend. Like, first of all, you're going to hurt on Monday, but is that going to make a difference in your body? No, not at all. Right? Other than cause you a bit of pain with the muscle soreness. But this is what marketing is. You have to be consistent. You have to be in front of people all day, every day. You've got to redo the content, like not redo it physically. So like right now, my time, you know, it's 11:35 here in Spain. We've been live for 16 minutes. This is 16 or 17 minutes. I'll never get back. But I go live for 20 minutes, let's say. Then we pull that out as a podcast. Then we take it and embed it on a website for both the podcast and the YouTube video. Then we post out the YouTube video again onto all different social media platforms. But this is about reach. I'm not still only going to reach so many people. At some point, I'm going to have to put my hand in my pocket and run Google pay-per-click, LinkedIn ads, Facebook ads, radio advertising, print advertising, leaflet advertising. We've just created some leaflets for one of our construction company, Double Side, developed quite nice because leaflet dropping is still a method that works in the construction industry. We just made some referral cards where the person hands out a referral card to other people. And if it comes back, both people get a £50 commission on anything over £5,000. Wonderful way of just building up referrals and so on. It takes a little bit of thought in putting this stuff together, in working out what you want. But this is about extending your reach. Leaflet drops, do they extend your reach? Absolutely. Are you putting yourself in front of people that didn't know you existed? If you've got a house, somebody who's got land and they want to build a house, if you're not marketing your house building company to that person, they do not know that you exist. They're going to go on Google. What are we going to type? We're going to type house building in Leeds. Okay. And then some companies will come up. They're the ones that get clicked on. Some of those will go, hey, before you buy, before you use a house builder, why not download our free guide and find out why you should use us? Wonderful. What happens? People download a free guide. They stick in their phone number. That's a lead. But you've got to extend your reach. Speaking to the same 500 people or 2,000 people time and time and time again is simply not going to do it for you. You've got to find a way of increasing your reach. And that, my friends, will do us for today. I hope you found that useful. We're live again tomorrow in the Property Cashflow Show. If you've got any comments about property or you need a hand with property, come and join us for that. We'll be 12 noon on Wednesday, UK time. Come and join us for that. Other than that, have yourselves a great day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.